Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza, Don Pico's, and The Rib Shack.
Bring it.
Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol.
They know where you are heading. They pick up your trail. They'll get you.
Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California.
That's a fountain of conversation, man. That's a geyser. I mean, whoa, Teddy, stand back, man.
Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And the WBO.
Yeah. Let's start building some hurting bombs.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Ladies and gentlemen.
If I don't fight, I don't get a dime.
Pedro Fernandez.
That cat is deep.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 26 years. And today, I don't disappoint, folks. We bring you the pound for pound, maybe the best fighter going. I'm talking about the world super middleweight champion, Andre Ward. That's right. The Son of God will be in the house in just a couple of minutes. We've got open phone lines coast to coast, and they are toll-free all across America, meaning it doesn't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll also check in with Slam and Sammy Perez, talking about UFC 130 this past weekend. Was it a drag? Was it a bore? Did it live up to the hype? Well, we'll talk with Sammy about that. And, of course, at 35 minutes past the hour, about 40 minutes past the hour, we're bringing the godfather of the HBO crew. That's right. Larry Merchant in the house tonight, folks. Larry Merchant tonight on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. So don't forget, we are live tonight on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, the American Forces Network. Our toll-free phone lines, once again, 1-800-878-7529. Want to mention our sponsor, Route66Moving.com, folks. If you're moving anywhere within the state of California, SF to San Diego to L.A., anywhere like that, these are the people to call. Give them a call toll-free, and I'll mention a little bit later. 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. That's 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. They moved my 55-year-old and 60-year-old pinball machines, and they did it without a glitch. These guys are the best. I'm talking about Route66Moving.com. Check them out online for a quote. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. Baystarpatrol.com. When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
Check the clock, it's 12 and a half minutes past the hour, folks. We are honored to bring on my next guest. Of course, he is a fine example to the world of boxing, the world at large. I'm talking about the world super middleweight champion, of course, out of Oakland, California, Mr. Andre Ward. Andre, how the heck are you?
Pedro, what's the word, brother?
Now, you tell me, man. I understand you're making the big time this Saturday night. Going to do the analysis of the Glenn Johnson-Carl Froch fight on Showtime.
Yeah, that number one, that's a blessing. That's, you know, obviously something that I'm, you know, been able to get more reps in. It's something I love to do, and it's a big stage on Showtime. It's going to be a little bit different because I'm talking about two guys I'm getting ready to fight, so I got to figure that one out, but I'll come up with something.
Okay, people say it's a 50-50 fight. Is it really a 50-50 fight, Carl Froch and Glenn Johnson?
Well, I've been quoted as saying that simply because I could envision, you know, a Glenn Johnson who makes it a very uncomfortable night for Froch and kind of takes him out of his comfort zone. But on the same token, I can see Froch getting into a nice little rhythm and getting into a nice zone and making Glenn Johnson look old. So I think it is a pick 'em fight. It is.
Okay, and we talk with Andre Ward, folks. Of course, it's a couple of weeks removed from his shutout over Arthur Abraham. Tell me, what was the most difficult part about Arthur Abraham getting in the ring?
Man, just hitting the guy. You know, he has he's had that tight shell defense for many, many years. And you know, on tape, it looks like he's just lit. You know, he's just got his hands kind of earmuffed around his ears and protecting his head. But the guy's crafty. And he has an airtight defense, and it's just real difficult to get clean shots in there. And it's tough to stop a guy or really, you know, knock a guy out who's made up his mind that, you know, I'm going to survive and you're not going to knock me out, especially a veteran of his caliber.
Okay, do you think that was the case facing Manny Pacquiao when he took on Shane Mosley a few weeks ago, the fact that Mosley didn't want to get knocked out and he was just there to go the route? I mean, did Shane show the effort you thought that a challenger in a world championship fight of that magnitude should be displaying?
Well, to answer the first question, I think that's exactly the same scenario to a degree. You know, you have a veteran who obviously knows that ring inside and out, and if he makes up his mind that you're not going to knock him out, you saw that Shane got into survival mode and was difficult for Manny. Shane said it publicly. I've talked to Shane, and Shane basically said that, you know, once he got knocked down, he had no recollection of any of the other rounds up until the sixth or seventh round. I think that probably startled him. It probably scared him, and it probably made him go into survival mode. He probably said, listen, at my age, you know, you're not knocking me out. You know, you can win a decision, but you're not going to knock me out. He commented on Manny's, you know, punches being unusual and that kind of thing. So I think all that stuff had a part to play. And once again, Manny just made up his mind that he wasn't getting knocked out on that night.
Plus, he had that beautiful girlfriend sitting ringside. I forget her name is now, Bella Gonzalez or something like that. And I don't think he wanted to get annihilated in front of her either.
Well, there's a lot of people watching all over the world, too, Pedro. Via pay-per-view, man, and in that arena, sold out, so packed house. So, you know, it is what it is, man. But, you know, Shane is still a Hall of Famer in my book. And it's easy to sit at home and say, hey, you should have did this, you should have did that. And I understand, man, you know, people paid a lot of money for those tickets and for pay-per-view. But just kind of is what it is, man. It happens.
Okay. How'd you come out of this fight? Unscathed? Any hand problems? Any problems at all?
Nothing too big. Nothing that needed to be really documented. I mean, I had some little tendonitis in my shoulder, just some nagging stuff, Pedro. We go through it, man, as fighters all the time. I'm getting a good rest right now, just enjoying my family, man. I'm actually in AC right now, Atlantic City, getting ready for this, like you mentioned a little bit earlier, getting ready for this Carl Frobs fight. So I'm just resting, man, just resting my body. And over the next couple of weeks, we'll start picking it up once we know who we're going to fight.
Okay, is the family with you back in AC?
No, my wife will be here. My wife's coming in Saturday morning, and her and I will go back Sunday. So my wife will be here.
Okay. You know, the fact that you've been able to keep this family together like glue, why is that? Other fighters have problems keeping their marriages together when they were at the top of their game. Why is it that you've worked? I've told you in the past I thought you hit the lottery when you married this young lady. But the bottom line is, why is it you guys are so together? Why is it you guys are stuck together like glue, where other couples seem to falter when fighters hit the top?
Well, you know what, man? We've had a long history together. We started very, very young, and I met my wife when she was 15. I was 16. We didn't go to the same high school, but you could say we were high school sweethearts. And, you know, we went through rough times, man, like every young couple. And, you know, I think we got a lot of that stuff out of our system early on. And then we rededicated our life to God, and that's our foundation. So we just play by a different set of rules, Pedro. But I'm going to tell you, man, it's not perfect, but when we got married, man, we made a commitment to each other, and, you know, we're sticking to it, man. So that pushes you through during the tough times.
When you see some of the fighters nowadays that took tremendous amounts of punishment and show the residual effects of professional boxing, does that make you think twice when you step into that ring? I mean, do you have second thoughts? In other words, why should I mix it up and maybe get clocked or get hurt when there's a good chance I could just basically box my way to an easy decision? Because, you know, the guys that were warriors, I mean, the guys that really got down in the trenches, guys like Bobby Chacon, guys like Muhammad Ali, these guys are showing the residual effects of professional boxing late in their lives, and it's not good.
Right. Well, I can honestly say that inside that ring, I don't think about it. Now, there's probably times when I go home after a sparring session or go home after a fight and say, man, you didn't need to mix it up like that. You probably took some shots you weren't supposed to take. But in the heat of battle, absolutely not. But honestly, you know, outside the ring, you think about it. I mean, it's what we do. I mean, I think, you know, a fighter would be amiss to not look at the history of the sport and how fighters fare after the sport and not pay attention to that. So I see it, Pedro. And, you know, I thank God that when my dad brought me to the gym, a little gym in Hayward, California, he told Verse, teach my son how to hit and not get hit. And that doesn't mean you're a reluctant warrior. It just means that, you know, my dad wanted me to be a master of the sport, and that's what I'm training to be, Pedro. I'm training to be a master, man. I love to mix it up when I have the advantage, not just for the sake of.
You know, I met your late father. I never mentioned this to you, but I met your late father in Brisbane, California, I guess about 1985, 1986. And I was a little bit surprised to find out later that he was your father, because somebody told me about this about 6 or 7 months ago, but he seemed to be a fine guy. He passed away from a heart attack?
Yeah, he had heart disease, yeah.
Is that something you're looking out for right now? You taking care of yourself, eating the right foods, or what?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that, you know. I definitely know the history of the family and whatnot, and definitely on top of that kind of thing, and, you know, just making sure that, you know, like you said, I'm just doing all I can do. And from there, man, I can't worry about it. You know, my life is in God's hands, and I got to roll and enjoy my life in the meantime.
Okay, so the winner of this Glenn Johnson-Carl Frock fight, whoever it may be, are they going to fight in Oakland, California?
Good question. Probably not.
Probably not. Why?
Well, I mean, you know, first and foremost, you know, I think the contract, I have to double-check, but I think the semifinals and the finals are supposed to be, you know, neutral territory. And I'm cool with that. You know, I've been pushing for Las Vegas, simply because, it, you know, it's a
little bit
boxing
closer.
Mecca. Yeah, but I mean, Vegas speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And I think it's fitting that the final should be there.
Okay. Speaking of the finals, when will they be?
Right now, late September or early October is what I've been told. But obviously everything depends on what happens in this fight. Injuries, cuts, punishment, whatever happens in this fight will sort of dictate how far back we go in the year.
Are you surprised that Glenn Johnson's been able to roll back the clock the way he has? He was a 2004 Ring Magazine Fighter of the Year. I mean, he was a, an outstanding middleweight, an outstanding light heavyweight. Now he's back to super middleweight. He knocked out Alan Green. I mean, that speaks volumes in itself. Are you surprised he's been able to sort of, like, rekindle the fire?
Not really surprised. I mean, it is pretty ironic because I had my professional debut in December. I think it was December 18th or something like that, when Glenn Johnson won the title against Antonio Tarver in 2004. My pro debut is when this guy won his first world title. It's pretty ironic that we could possibly fight one day. To say that is to say some guys are just cut from that cloth. Him and Bernard are probably one of the only two guys that are doing that right now. So I just take my hat off. So I'm not really surprised, but, you know, he's somebody you definitely have to take seriously. And if he's the winner Saturday night, we will be ready for a Glenn Johnson clash.
Well, I got to let you go, but let me tip my hat to you, man, because you are the classiest guy in boxing, and I love you. You know that. From the crib, man, from the crib.
That's right.
Take care, Andre Ward.
Thanks, Pedro.
The great Andre Ward, folks. When I say from the crib, I've been watching that kid since he was like 15 years old. Now he's 25, almost 26. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Want a new computer or laptop, but your credit is holding you back? No problem. Tronix Country says you're approved, guaranteed. Listen closely. Be one of the first 50 callers and get a free LCD TV and free color printer with your paid purchase. Call 1-800-717-5719. We're talking about you getting a brand new name brand computer like a Dell, HP, or Acer. There's no credit check and your approval is guaranteed. If you're 21 years or older, have an active bank account, and can afford low weekly payments, you're already approved for a brand new name brand computer. Guaranteed. We'll even report your payments so you can start to turn your credit around. Be one of the first 50 callers right now to lock in your free color printer and free LCD TV. Call 1-800-717-5719. Again, 800-717-5719. That's 800-717-5719.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh!
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Uh-huh. The horns and the mighty Tower of Power. Speaking of Tower of Power, folks, Pedro's Song of the Month at TowerofPower.com is up. It's from the 1975 album Urban Renewal. It's called I Won't Leave Unless You Want Me To. Great ballad. Check it out. TowerofPower.com, Pedro's Song of the Month. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you in part by Route66Moving.com. That's Route66Moving.com, folks. If you're moving within the Bay Area, to L.A., to San Diego, anywhere within California, these are the people you need to call. My buddy Nick, who runs the joint, he has got it going on, I'm telling you. When I told him I had to move these antique pinball machines, and I mean they are antique, some of them are like 60 years old, so they had to be handled with extreme care, right? He took good care of it. He wrapped them in blankets. His staff was outstanding. He had up to the state-of-the-art moving trucks. He had blankets. He had bubble wrap. He had plastic wrap. He had Warbro boxes. All the stuff is provided free. This is all a part of the service of Route66Moving.com. So give them a call toll-free at 1-877-66-MY-MOVE. That's 1-877-66-MY-MOVE or 1-877-666-9668. Route66Moving.com. Give them a call online or check them out online, Route66Moving.com, and they will give you a free quote online. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, and somehow I snoozed and didn't put this man's article up on the website as of yet, his UFC 130 review, so I apologize for that to begin with, but we start things off here in our MMA world with our own, the slamming one, slamming Sammy Perez. What's up, Sam? You over the jet lag yet?
No, I just got over it, believe it or not, yesterday, Pedro. It was a nightmare coming home, a 15-hour trip from Vegas, and it took me about a good 2 or 3 days, but I'm finally over it.
How the heck could you have a 15-hour flight coming home from Vegas? Where did you go, Mexico first?
No, I made the mistake of flying into Chicago, and I'll never do that again. Storms in the Midwest actually made going and coming back a nightmare, but my time in between was pretty good.
I remember one time being stuck at O'Hare Airport, and there was a hotel across the street, and I could see the hotel as I was coming in my taxi cab, right? So I just happened to make mental note of the hotel. And I gave him a call right away on my cell phone and said, do you have a room? She goes, we've got one room left. I go, I want it. I want it. So I was over there kicking it back while the rest of the passengers were sleeping in the lobby, sleeping in chairs, sleeping on the floor, all that kind of good stuff. So when I came back 9 hours later when the flight was to take off in the morning, most of those folks looked all nasty and stuff, and I was looking all fresh and dapper in my three-piece.
Good for you, Pedro. I didn't have a hotel room, and I pretty much had to sit around just like those other people you were talking about.
Well, I feel sorry for you and those other folks. Now, UFC 130... it went three rounds. I'm talking about, of course, the main event, Quentin Jackson and Matt Hamill. And I have to tell you, I don't think Matt Hamill came to fight.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Pedro. If you watch the card, you know that the undercard started off with some fireworks, but it ended with a dud. And that's the best way to put it. That's the way I put it in my review. Quentin Rampage Jackson, he did try to take the fight to Matt Hamill. I have to come correct and said that I thought Matt Hamill could beat Rampage only because of the blueprint that Rashad Evans laid out for wrestlers a year ago on how to defeat Jackson, but I was completely wrong. You know, Jackson obviously worked on his takedown defense. Hamill didn't even come close to taking him down, and once that didn't happen, like you said, his fight was pretty much done.
You know, when I look at Quentin Rampage Jackson, the first thing I think is that he needs a boxing coach. He needs Jeff Mayweather or Howard Davis Jr., or maybe Eddie Mustafa Muhammad. If he had a boxing coach, he would be head and shoulders above the rest of these guys, man, because he could punch.
Well, he's going to need a lot more than that in his next fight because word has it that he's probably going to be the next opponent for the light heavyweight champion, John Bones Jones. And I don't know if he's going to be able to even get close to Bones with that 84.5-inch reach that the champ has.
Well, John Bones Jones, of course, the once-beaten light heavyweight champion of the UFC, the man that I consider one of the best fighters pound for pound in all of MMA, even though he's got, what I believe, 13 or 14 fights. But he is the real deal. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to pick him. Right now, I'm going to make the pick. He's going to beat Quentin Jackson.
He's going to beat Quentin Jackson and a whole lot more before he's done. That's the way I see it, Pedro.
I mean, because he looks like Tommy Hearns, Mike Tyson, Joe Frazier, and Muhammad Ali all rolled up into one.
And that's not counting the wrestling.
And that's not counting the wrestling. You ain't lying. All right. Now, real quick, we have a card coming up this week. Tell me about it. I got about 30 seconds.
Yep, there's a quick card coming up. It's the finale for the Ultimate Fighter Season 14. The main event is the tournament winners. That's Tony Ferguson against Rajim. His name slips me. It's 170-pounders. But there is a main event on that card, and it's lightweight contenders Clay Guida against Anthony Pettis, who's the former World Extreme Cage lightweight champion. And for those that don't know who Anthony Pettis is, this is the kid that jumped off the cage in December against Ben Henderson and in one fell swoop kicked Ben Henderson in the face in the middle of that jump. So,
and knocked
him
out.
Very exciting.
All right, Slam and Sammy, all the best. Y'all get the review up tonight, man. God bless you, and say hello to your family for me.
No problem, Pedro. We'll talk soon.
Slam and Sammy Perez, folks, featured at ringtalk.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. After a not-so-short break, we'll come back with the godfather of the HBO crew, Mr. Larry Merchant, in the house. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. BayStarPatrol.com.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums. And wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing. For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats, and like me, prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats, located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California, for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007.
And you know who never gets a death penalty? Are crazy people and mentally ill people. Anybody who's got a problem, like a Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that guy? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? Dahmer was eating a lot of people. And they never gave him the death penalty because he was ruled insane. Well, what a surprise. But if a guy's crazy, that's the defense in America. He doesn't know what he did. He cannot be held responsible for his actions. Well, if he doesn't know what he did, then he doesn't know we're going to kill him. The guy's that crazy, you put the guy in the electric chair, we'll tell him it's a ride.
check it out. 35, make it 36 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing, folks. Of course, this Saturday, Ricky's Sports Theater over in San Leandro, California. My favorite hangout, the number two ranked sports bar in all of America, according to Sports Illustrated magazine, will be displaying the Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Sebastian Zivic title fight. And these guys are fighting for the WBC 160-pound title. Don't ask me how they could be fighting for this title when, in the fact, when you have the world middleweight champion being Sergio Martinez. So maybe my next guest, Larry Merchant, can explain to us exactly how this works. Larry, how do two guys fight for the same title?
Only two?
Well, I mean, you got, I mean, Martinez.
There are four titles at least in every division, to say nothing of all of the subtitles that the various bodies or mobs, as I like to call them, have determined, so they can get a cut of every conceivable fight from everybody who might one day have championship aspirations. So it's not even news anymore.
I know, but one, I mean, they're both being billed as a WBC middleweight champion. I just don't understand it. I mean, Sergio Martinez.
I'm sorry, I missed the start of this.
Okay. The WBC middleweight title will be on the line Saturday night with Sebastian Zivic and Julio Cesar Chavez. But yet, when I look at the box rec records, the WBC middleweight champion is Sergio Martinez out of Argentina, now living out of Oxnard, California, the true middleweight champion. So, I mean, I understand the subdivisions and the subplots and the subtitles and all this kind of good stuff, but how
look,
can
they do anything if a promoter who pays them wants it done?
I guess it's
as simple as that. And if it means having two champions, now I think that Sergio has been stripped of his title along the way.
I guess for not being
not giving them a big enough sanctioning fee, it's business, and every fighter has to deal with it. And as long as promoters feel that they need the title of a title fight in order to promote, it gives value for what these sanctioning mobs are selling, and so there's a collaboration among everybody to do this type of thing.
Larry Merch is our guest, folks. Now, he talked about it being business. Is it business or is it BS?
It's boxing. It's the boxing business.
Which is BS.
Okay? It's the way boxing is conducted in the modern era. The promoters, in part this is due to globalization, where promoters all over the world want to have local guys fighting for so-called world titles. They're all willing to pay sanctioning fees, and that creates this wild illusion that there are so many champions, that there's no such thing as a contender anymore, because virtually everybody who's a top 10 fighter has some kind of a cockamamie title.
Is this, you know, I've watched baseball water down the talent by adding so many franchises in both leagues. We've got 17 weight classes in boxing. Have they watered down the talent as well?
I don't know. When I look at the ring rankings, for example, I don't know, very often I don't know half of the guys in any of the divisions, at least. It's a different time and a different game, and there have been, for example, two middleweight champions, Sylvester and Sturm, operating out of Germany, where boxing is popular,
true,
for years. and they won't meet. They don't want to meet each other, or they don't want to meet Martinez, and are very content to make money in their local markets, local television. It's just the nature of the beast. If there's any saving grace to all of this, the public decides who it wants to watch.
Good point. Larry Merchant.
The public decides who their champions are.
The Godfather Larry Merchant is our guest, folks. You tune to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. Seeing it was Memorial Day, I want to wish a very happy Memorial Day to all the men and women in service across the country and around the world. We do have open phone lines, toll-free coast-to-coast, which means it doesn't cost you a dime, you cheapskate. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Larry, this Saturday, Julio Cesar Chavez, as I said, is going to fight for a version of the WBC middleweight title. I don't know how this is possible, but it's only happening, I guess, in boxing, as you said. He's taking on Sebastian Zibic, 30-0, 10 KOs. Zibic hasn't knocked anybody out in 10 years. To say Zibic looks like a cream puff to me would be an insult to cream puffs. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, I think it's fairly obvious that the reason that Chavez is fighting Zibic is because he's not a puncher, but he has some kind of an unbeaten resume. And there is a title, or so-called title, or paper title, as they used to call it, available. And Chavez has the most sainted name in Mexican boxing. And it will draw some viewers and maybe some kind of a crowd. This is the kind of fight when the promoters themselves don't know if their fighter has anything to offer on prime time. So for Chavez, this is a bit of a reach, but he's fighting a guy who can't punch, and they're trying to set up a potential money fight against Cotto, if Chavez happens to win.
Uh-huh.
That's the name of this particular game. And the fight is happening because Chavez is his father's son. And that has some value in the boxing marketplace. And we'll see if he can cash in on that value.
Of course, Chavez versus Zibic will be live on HBO this Saturday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock over at Ricky's Sports Theater. That's on Hesperian Boulevard, just a couple of blocks off East 14th Street in San Leandro, California. That's where I'll be watching the fight on the big screen in high def, folks. So if you want to check it out, you can give Ricky's a call at 415-352-0200 or 510-352-0200. You can also check out Ricky's on the web at rickys.com, but that's where I'll be Saturday night for this big fight, 7 p.m. Pacific time, live at Ricky's Sports Theater. Julio Cesar Chavez on top, Jr., taking on Sebastian Zibic in a battle for the WBC asterisk middleweight championship. Couple other questions for you, Godfather. The mere fact that Roy Jones was knocked out a couple of weeks ago in Russia brutally, and I thought it was a very, very bad call by the referee Steve Smoger, who I've assailed in the past. I mean, Steve Smoger was taken off the New Jersey bench as a judge. He was a judge in New Jersey, and I don't mean a boxing judge. I mean a judicial judge. And they took him off the bench because they felt he was dishonest. So he's dishonest. He's too dishonest to become a judge in a judicial in a criminal case. But yet he's okay to referee boxing matches, which is sort of weird in my mind. But the bottom line is he's the guy they want to bring in when they want fights to go long and they want fights to be exciting and guys to take a licking. That last punch that Roy took last couple of weeks ago, I mean, I think Steve Smoker should be arrested for impersonating a referee for allowing that to happen. Roy was bent over at the waist. He took a clean free shot he never saw coming.
Well, my first thought is Roy Jones once did the same thing to an opponent and got disqualified. His first defeat. Look, I'm not going to link Steve Smoger's background as a judge years ago to his ability as a referee. Okay. I happen to think he's one of the better referees because he doesn't get scared when people get hurt, and particularly if they have reputations and good records and they've shown they can come back. I can recall seeing him in several fights in which more timid referees would have stopped the fight only to see the hurt fighter come back. For example, when Kelly Pavlik beat Jermaine Taylor in their first fight, mm-hmm. knocked down, absorbed a lot of punches, and came back to score a knockout himself. So I think that's just going too far. I don't think he's a dishonest
official
referee because he does tolerate more pain in the ring sometimes than others. Some people don't like him. I have often been on his side when he doesn't do the easy thing of calling a fight a couple of punches prematurely because he thinks that given the stakes, given the reputation of the fighter, that all those things have to be taken into account. Had Steve Smoger been in the ring when Chavez fought Taylor, I think Taylor would have won the fight, their first fight. I'll put it that way.
Good point. We're talking with Larry Murch, of course, the godfather of the HBO crew. But the last punch that Roy took, I don't know if you happened to see that.
I didn't see it. I've read a good deal about
God.
It. I read somebody who I respected who said that from the position Smoger was in, he could have interpreted what Jones was doing as just bending at the waist and trying to avoid a punch, that he couldn't tell how far gone he was. But you know what? Fighters make mistakes in the ring, and sometimes officials do, but it doesn't mean they're dishonest.
Good point. Roy Jones, will he continue to box, Larry? I mean, he's been knocked out two of his last three fights now. Danny Green.
I don't know what the international marketplace is for Roy Jones. It's ironic that when he was at his peak, he refused to go abroad and fight.
He wouldn't.
There were some decent challenges abroad.
Darius Michaleski over there in Germany was an undefeated fighter. He wouldn't go across the pond to fight.
Right, and now. Apparently, because he can't get off the stage, or because he needs money, whatever the reasons, which is an ancient mantra in boxing, he keeps going, just as Evander Holyfield keeps going, and that their names still have some marquee value on distant shores of the planet.
Okay. May 25th, 46 years ago, you appeared in that photo between Muhammad Ali's legs when he knocked down Sonny Liston, of course, and it's been 46 years, May 25th, since that fight.
You mean Ali appeared framing my wide-open mouth?
Something to that extent, but it's a picture that I point out to people all the time because I see the picture up in different museums, and I see it up at different gyms, and I see it in different box people that have boxing pictures on the wall, this and that. And I point out this picture of Larry Murch with his mouth open, he's in shock, like you wouldn't believe. But that's your time capsule picture, Godfather.
Well, when I first saw that, Pedro, I said that I could find the cure for cancer, but that photo would outlive anything else I ever did in my life.
The Godfather, Larry Murch, is our guest. Now, is Roy Jones going to be part of that broadcast team this Saturday night or what?
I don't know, because it's a boxing after dark, and I usually don't do them. I am doing one later in the month. So I don't know if Roy is going to be there or not.
Okay. HBO's championship boxing, for the most part, a lot of people have criticism where they say they showcase too many fighters. There aren't enough fights, per se, put on. And is this a showcase fight tonight, this Saturday night, between Chavez and Zivic? Is it a showcase fight?
No, I don't think so. I think we want to take a look at two guys who are pretty good at their craft and see if one comes out looking better than just pretty good. Look, we don't have as many heavyweights or stars in the lower weight division as we had 10 to 25 and 30 years ago. So we don't have as many major events as we did in the past.
You know, Larry, I'm going to interrupt you for a second. You know what? I know the reason why we don't have that anymore, because the gyms in the ghettos were closed. I used to run a gym in a ghetto in the Mission Boxing Club, and the Catholic Archdiocese came in and closed me down. They didn't want to have boxing there, or they wanted to charge me $1,200 a month to run a boxing program there. But little by little, each of the ghetto gyms, Henry Clark's gym out there in Hunter's Point, he died, he passed away, the former heavyweight contender. Okay, all these little ghetto gyms have gone. Pittman's is gone in Oakland. There's still King's Gym, but for the most part, Pittman's is gone. I mean, I can go on and on. All these little ghetto gyms, these gyms from the ghetto, and they're no longer in existence. And that's where the great fighters come from. They come from hunger, and they come from the ghetto. So if you can't supply them with a place to train, because you know what Gleason charges a month now for an amateur to train there? $100. $100.
I think it's clear that boxing is no longer a mainstream sport, that it has declined from the old days, that kids don't grow up dreaming of becoming champions, at least most of them. But there are still enough of them out there to provide good competition, and sometimes better than just good competition. Berto and Ortiz, two American kids, gave us a hell of a fight.
Sure did.
In April.
Sure did.
On a world championship boxing event.
Got a good point there. Godfather was...
There's too much of a history and tradition of boxing that we won't occasionally see somebody come from somewhere who doesn't fit into some other category, whether it's football or basketball, or whether he wants to go to college, or whether he has enough to eat. And because of the history and tradition, somebody will arrive. It always has happened in the past. I expect it to happen again.
The great godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant, say hello to your lovely wife, sir. I thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thank you, Pedro.
Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. One segment to come, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan? Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are at all-time lows, and that means lower interest and lower payments for you. Lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting, even one day, could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now, 800-834-0510. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that's the best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible and discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-834-0510. 800-834-0510. Rates may never be this low again in your lifetime, so don't miss out. Call 800-834-0510. 800-834-0510.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the new miracle cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief. Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief is easy to open and easy to use, so there are no lids or caps to struggle with, and there are no messy tubes. Don't let arthritis, muscle soreness, joint pain, or stiffness slow you down or limit your daily activities. If you're looking for relief, get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief. Available at arthriticmax.com.
Check it, 57 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to say hello to Lisa, my lovely daughter, Jacqueline, and, of course, my ill aunt in South San Francisco, Julie Lutz. I love all three of them dearly. And I want to mention the fact that we have an article on the website this week about Al Citrino, and he was one of the great fighters out of San Francisco. He trained Pat Lawler. We've got an article on Benitez returning to boxing, not to boxing per se, but returning to New York City. And lots of stories on the website about Generation X and stuff in the basement, all kinds of good stuff that you won't find anywhere else but ringtalk.com. Let's take it to the Ring Talk phone lines. Let's go to the City of Angels and bring up Jacob Liss tonight on the internet. What's up, Jake?
Hey, how you doing?
Talk to me real quick.
All right, real quick. You're like the only guy besides me that I've heard say out loud that Steve Smoker is shady. Tell him about that guy's weird. I'm a third generation San Francisco native. I'm not a homophobe at all. But why? What's up with the guy kissing fighters after every stoppage? Every time he, I don't know if you saw like the Malignaggi Khan fight. He kissed Malignaggi more than I've kissed my wife in the last 5 years.
You know what, Jacob? You got a lot of good points there. But Steve Smoker, in my mind, just allows fights to go too long. And I think the residual effects of fighters taking punches, like Roy Jones took in that last fight.
I watched that live on the internet. That was ridiculous.
That was ridiculous. But Jacob, here's what's up. Give me a call a little bit later, earlier in the show. We could talk some more, okay? But I got to run. I'm running up on a hard break here.
All right, thanks for having me.
All the best to you. Jacob, listen tonight from L.A. on the internet. Until next week, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. My producer tonight, Jerry Burke, the executive producer of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, is the incomparable Scott Cuddy. I want to thank everybody here at the Sports Byline Network. When I said, once again, big shout out to my daughter, Jacqueline. In fact, I'm going over to my cousin Al's party on Saturday. So there's a big party over there. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, hit the website, ringtalk.com, and keep your butt off the canvas of life. I'll see you soon.